why I have theme songs like that? I'm trying to get your attention. Come on. Hey, over here. Over here. Knock on wood. Yeah, listen up here. Got a show for you. I know. Maybe you're doing other things. You want it just to be in the background. Okay, we'll bring it down there. Okay. Shh. Don't hear anything. Be very quiet. Hey, it's Thanksgiving, man. Everybody's got off from school. Everybody's getting ready. I don't know, you know, we got a Thanksgiving show for you. It's our special Thanksgiving show. We're going to give thanks. Yes, we give thanks. Lots to give thanks for. Isn't there in this country? Man, is there a lot of things to give thanks. Everywhere you look, there's something to give thanks for. It is just the richest, most advanced country in the history of the world. It is amazing. Okay. Ooh, My Mama's Thanksgiving. That's what I'm going to be playing. I got my guitar out. We're going to be singing that. Also, Stan Freberg, The Story of Thanksgiving. Jack Paletsky is singing a song about being thankful. Harry's going to be in naturally. And we have a whole bunch of other people for you. We can fit them all in. We're going to try to fit everybody in because, well, it's Thanksgiving. So be very generous to everybody. Okay, let's see. Oh, guitar here. This is My Mama's Thanksgiving. I wrote this song and, well, I love my mama's Thanksgiving. I do. I love my mama's Thanksgiving. No one can cook like mama can. Whenever I roam, I'm always coming home. On that Thursday in November, I'm my mama's biggest fan. I've got a lot to give thanks for. I've got my health and wealth, knock on wood. And when the family gathers round, from every part of town, we give our thanks for mama's fancy spread. Let me tell you what she's got on the table. Croquettes, vinaigrettes, casseroles, and punch bowls, sweets, meats, treats, and beets, sunflower seeds, and meatballs, hot mustard, cold custard, gefilte fish, and potato knish, cake, steaks, grapes, and crepes, milkshakes, and a salad dish, hot dogs, nut logs, cheddar cheese, and fricassees, jams, yams, lambs, hams, pecans, and sesames, orange juice, and chocolate mousse, apple pies, and french fries, creams, greens, nectarines, string beans, and lemon ice, hot pastrami, cold salami, onion rings, and chicken wings, rice, ice, nice spice, carrots, diced potato skins, filet of soles, jelly rolls, orange slush, spaghetti, squash, wine, lime, orange rind, moonshine, and just plain mush. I've got a lot to give thanks for. I've got my health and wealth, knock on wood. And when the family gathers round from every part of town, we give our thanks for mama's fancy spread. I'm stuffed. We give our thanks for mama's fancy spread. You want to pass the beans? We give our thanks for mama's fancy spread.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers. Not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harv. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
And all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimmings.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cup. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
Stan Freberg, The United States of America, Volume 1. Volume 1 and 2 together in a double CD set. That's Stan Freberg, always known for very sarcastic humor. Very biting. Very clever, though. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And, oh, here's Hack. Come on in, man.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks.
Well, what kind of funny things do you have for us today?
Thanks for saying that I'm funny.
Well, you are. I mean, isn't that what being a dummy is all about, being funny?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Why do you say thank you again?
Well, I'm thanking you for saying you're welcome when I said thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're saying thank you again?
Well, I'm thanking you again for saying you're welcome when I said I'm thanking you for saying you're welcome when I said thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Will you cut that out?
Why are you saying thank you so much? You're being so polite.
Well, thank you for calling me polite. It's Thanksgiving, Steve. It's a time to give thanks. So that's what I'm doing.
You mean no matter what I said, you'd thank me? You're pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Wait, what if I called you a cornball? Then what would you do? In fact, I'll say you're a cornball.
Oh, thank you. Not to call me that.
I mean, that's not what giving thanks is all about. It's about being thankful that you have people who love you and plenty of food on the table and you live in a great country that's based on freedom. That's what you should give thanks for.
Well, thank you for setting me straight.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying you're welcome when I said thank you for saying you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying you're welcome. Well,
cut this. Look, if you say thank you one more time, I might get violent. I'd like to see how thankful you are if that happens.
Well, I'm thankful that this is a kid's show, and you can't be violent because it's a bad influence on the kids.
I can't stand this conversation anymore. I think I'll put on a recording. Maybe we'll hear Jack Polutsky.
Oh, thanks for playing that. That's one of my favorites.
Well, I must say you're persistent.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for...
Stop it. Just stop it.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, now you got me doing it.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
What comes after 8Q and 9Q?
8Q and 9Q would be 10Q.
You're welcome.
I'm thankful for my baseball bat. I cracked it yesterday.
I'm thankful for my checker set.
I haven't learned to play.
I'm thankful for my mittens.
One is missing in the snow.
I'm thankful for my hamsters.
They escaped a month ago.
I'm thankful for my basketball.
It's sprung another leak.
I'm thankful for my parakeet.
It bit me twice last week.
I'm thankful for my bicycle.
I crashed into a tree.
I'm thankful for my roller skates.
I fell and scraped my knee.
I'm thankful for my model plane.
It's short a dozen parts.
I'm thankful for my target game.
I'm sure I'll find the darts.
I'm thankful for my bathing suit.
It came off in the river.
I'm thankful for so many things.
Except, of course, for liver.
As Jack Paluski. Well, you don't get liver on Thanksgiving, do you? That's from Poems from the New Kid on the Block. That's actually a book that's put out on Green Willow. Listening Library put out the tape of him actually reading and singing some of his poems from the book.
So, Harry?
Yes?
You thankful?
You know I'm thankful.
Okay, let's stop thanking everybody for a second. You must be all set for Thanksgiving. What are you going to eat, a turkey?
Well, Steve, I'll tell you. We were going to have turkey. You know, my uncle owns a farm, and he's been raising this turkey all year for us, but, well, he got away.
What do you mean?
Well, as it got closer to the holiday, that turkey got more and more nervous, right? He must have sensed what was going to happen to him, and he escaped from the barn. That turkey was no turkey, boy.
What do you mean he was no turkey? What was he then if he wasn't a turkey?
No, I mean he got scared. He ran away. He was a real chicken.
You're saying your turkey was a chicken?
No, he wasn't a chicken. He was chicken. He flew the coop. He took it on the lamb.
Oh, I see. He wasn't a turkey. He was a lamb. You were going to have lamb for Thanksgiving.
Will you stop it? My uncle was feeding him all year, fattening him up, and then he cut out.
Was it hard to fatten him up?
Are you kidding? He ate like a pig.
Oh, he was a pig. You were going to have ham for dinner.
He wasn't a ham. He wasn't a lamb. He wasn't a chicken. He was a turkey.
But you said he wasn't a turkey.
I'm starting to think you're the turkey.
Look, I just want to know what you're having for Thanksgiving.
Well, we're not having turkey. He was too foxy for my uncle.
You can have fox for dinner.
That's not what I meant. I meant my uncle almost got him as he was flying away. He aimed his gun, would have got him, but he was smart. You should have seen that turkey duck.
Now you're saying he was a duck?
He wasn't a duck. Stop joking around.
Hey, I don't joke around when it comes to your turkey.
Bull!
Sorry, I don't joke around when it comes to your bull.
He wasn't a bull!
Then why do you call him one?
This whole turkey business is starting to become a bore.
Ah, so now you're saying he's a bore. I wish you'd make up your mind.
Look, he's not a bore. He's not a bull. He's not a duck. He's not a pig. He's not a chicken. He's not a fox.
Well, I'm just trying to make sense out of what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. You're just trying to give my turkey a hard time. Kids, everybody who's listening, he's lying.
He was a lion?
You're lying.
I'm a lion? That doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about?
You're right. Especially since we already established that you're a turkey.
Look, he got away. So what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving now?
I don't know, Steve. Our family has a tradition of fasting all day, so we'll be nice and hungry for dinner. Come dinner time, we could eat a horse.
Oh, your uncle was...
Don't even mention it!
Are you sorry he got away?
Not really, Steve. Must be pretty awful spending the year knowing you're going to end up as food. I'm actually glad he got away.
Mm-hmm.
Must be hard to bear.
Yeah. Must be hard to be a bear.
Look at your turkey. Look at your turkey. Look at your turkeys. You better watch out. It's Thanksgiving this year. Look at your turkey. Look at your turkey. Look at your turkeys. Better watch out. It's Thanksgiving this year. Thanksgiving is here. It's my
my favorite time of the year. Cause you sit with your family and eat dinner all day, and it just means that Christmas is not far away. Give thanks with a prayer and a cheer, and hope for a happy new year. Cause the very next thing is the first flower of spring, so let's get together and say,
look out your turkey.
There's millions of people all over this land who would gobble a gobbler as fast as they can. So I think that it's perfectly clear that your turkeys should all disappear. And if you can make it past Christmas, I know that you'll still be here gobbling next year. So look at your turkey. Look at your turkey. Look at your turkeys. You better watch out.
Jumpin' Tavern, Potato Head family, with Papa Yam and Mama too. It's a banjo, fiddle, boogaloo. So come on down to the Yam Jamboree. It's a Yam Jam, everybody's keeping time. It's a Yam Jam, those hot potatoes sure sound fine. Way down, down below, down where the rutabagas grow, all the little worms, all the little ants are wiggling around, dancing in their pants. All the little carrots and the turnips too are tapping their roots to the boogaloo. So come on down to the Yam Jamboree. It's a Yam Jam, everybody's keeping time. It's a Yam Jam, those hot potatoes sure sound fine. So come on down to the Yam Jamboree. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Come on, potato heads, let's sing it once more. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Five, six, seven potato more. Potatoes sure sound fine. Way down, down below, down where the rutabagas grow, all the little worms, all the little ants are wiggling around, dancing in their pants. All the little carrots and the turnips too are tapping their roots to the boogaloo. So come on down to the Yam Jamboree.
Linda Arnold. Peppermint Wings is the name of that album. It's put out on A&M. And before that, we heard Danny Einbender. Dinner Alone is a Bore is the name of that CD. That's its own release. A lot of nice material on that. It's always got a good song for us. And it is Thanksgiving. Hope you're enjoying yourselves. having your day off, and getting together with the family and everything.
Steve, I just got a call from my house.
Yeah? So what happened?
Well, my mother got a turkey.
Oh, well, huh, okay. So you are going to eat turkey.
Well, yeah. Want to come over to my house with some turkey? You know, being Thanksgiving and all?
Well, it's about time you invited me, Harry. You think you would have invited me earlier than this, right? Inviting me at the last second.
Well, okay, I'm inviting you now. Can you come over for turkey?
Well, why should I have to eat turkey on Thanksgiving? That always bugged me. Maybe I'd like chicken.
I don't have chicken, I have turkey.
Is that my fault? Why didn't you ask me what I wanted before you invited me over? If I want chicken, why should you force me to eat turkey?
Okay, don't eat it.
Oh, now I shouldn't eat it. I should go hungry while you stuff yourself.
I don't want you to go hungry, not on Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what. I'll go get a chicken.
And what happens to the turkey?
I don't know. I'll give it to the dog.
Oh, that's great. You feed the dog turkey, and you want me to eat chicken.
Why are you giving me a hard time? I'm congenial.
Aha, uh-huh. Using an assumed name?
I use my own name. You can find it on my mailbox.
Why should I look for your name? I know what it is.
Then don't look for it.
Oh, I see. I shouldn't look for your name. I should walk into somebody else's house by mistake tonight and get shot for a burglar.
Don't say that! Come to my house. The door's always open.
Oh, now you're going to leave the door open. You want me to sit out in a draft and catch a cold?
All right. I'll close the door. I'll lock the door.
What am I supposed to do? Crawl in the window?
I'll bring you into the house.
Oh, you'll bring me in. What's the matter? I can't walk? You think I'm drunk or something?
Listen to me. I just want you to have some nice, young turkey on Thanksgiving.
How do you know it's a young turkey? How can you tell a turkey's age?
By the teeth.
A turkey has no teeth.
But I have.
Are you going to allow me to carve the turkey?
Sure. If it puts you in a better mood than the one you're in now, you carve the turkey.
Good. I'll hand out the portions.
Then I'll probably end up with a wishbone.
Well, what's the matter with that? The wishbone is lucky.
Oh, yeah? The turkey had it. Didn't do him any good.
Now, let me think. I'll take the two legs.
But I'd like to have a leg.
Sure. The turkey has only two legs and you want one. You are the most selfish person I ever met. And on Thanksgiving, too, when you should be thinking of others.
I'm a wanted scoundrel.
What do you mean you're a wanted scoundrel?
I'm a-wanting one of those legs.
Let me ask you this. Is the turkey dressed?
What, do you think he runs around naked? Of course he's dressed. He has a suit of feathers.
If it has feathers on, then it isn't dressed.
How do you like that? If it has feathers, it isn't dressed. I'm talking about a turkey, not a fan dancer.
And I'm talking about a turkey. If it has feathers on, it isn't dressed.
So what should I do to dress it? Put pants on him?
Well, I just thought maybe the butcher dressed the turkey.
At this time of year, he doesn't have time to put a dress on the turkey?
Oh, and other times of the year he does?
Certainly. Do you want your turkey to dress up as Bozo the Clown? He'll do it for you. He'll dress that turkey in those big clown shoes and a red nose and wig. But not this week. He's too busy.
Will he dress up the turkey as a ballerina?
Sure. He'll put on a little tutu and ballet shoes on it. But not this week.
Pity. Would have been nice to have a turkey dressed up as Goofy or Mickey Mouse.
Not today.
Sure you know this one. It's the old fiddle tune. Turkey in the Straw. Oh, I had no chicken and she had a wooden leg. I rubbed hot water up and down her leg. The little chicken hollered, the little chicken begged. Then the golden chicken laid a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the straw. Called Turkey in the Straw. Well, I went downtown and I walked around the block. I walked into the bakery shop. I grabbed me a donut out of the grease and I handed the baker a 5-cent piece. He looked at the nickel, he looked at me. He said, "This nickel's no good, you see. There's a hole in the middle I can see right through." Says I, "There's a hole in the donut too. Turkey in the straw. Ha, ha, ha. Turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, you dance all night with your mother-in-law. Ain't you playing no tune called Turkey in the Straw."
Gobble, 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 gobble. We must stop tormenting the turkey. Gobble, gobble, at Christmas his prospects are grim. Gobble, gobble, defeathered and defluffed, then trussed up and stuffed. There's no merry Christmas for him. December's a bad time for turkeys. Gobble, gobble, and though life's decidedly bleak, gobble, gobble, they never show fear at this time of year, but all keep a stiff upper beak. Hear
Well, the turkey's mournful cry, his goose is cooked, he's doomed to die.
Hear our heartfelt plea, we pray, don't eat a turkey on Christmas Day.
Be kind to a turkey this Christmas, gobble gobble, try not to eat one this year, gobble gobble.
When carols are heard, don't give them the bird, offer them seasonal cheer.
A turkey awaits your decision, gobble gobble.
A sword's hanging over his head,
gobble gobble.
He's troubled in mind, so try to be kind and eat a nut cutlet instead.
Hear the turkey's mournful cry, his goose is cooked, he's doomed to die.
Hear our heartfelt plea, we pray, don't eat a turkey on Christmas Day.
To win our campaign for the turkey, gobble gobble,
the public must know of his plight,
gobble gobble.
Since no one forgoes a roast parson's nose unless he's convinced that it's right,
so make a bird happy this Christmas,
gobble gobble.
It's time for the slaughter to cease,
gobble gobble.
And free from all fear, your turkey will hear the Queen's Christmas message of peace,
gobble gobble,
gobble gobble. Queen's Christmas message of peace,
gobble gobble,
gobble gobble, gobble gobble, gobble gobble.
Instant Sunshine is the name of that group. That's an English group. And, well, this is an LP, so it had to be done a long time ago. Okay, well, listen, that's just about it. I hope everyone's going to have a nice Thanksgiving, whether you decide to eat turkey or don't have turkey. You know, hope you just have a great time, because, well, Thanksgiving is the time to just really enjoy what you have. Try to make it personal, you know? Too many people just kind of dig in, eat, you know, and they really don't think about Thanksgiving, to really give thanks for the things that we have. And we are so lucky in this country, aren't we, Harry? Yeah, Steve. I feel I'm so lucky. My life is so great. Here, I can do this show. I can make money just being goofy. And I can say what I want to say. I don't have a whole group of people telling me, you know, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Of course, the public tells me. They write me letters if they don't like something. But that's after it goes out on the air, not before. And, well, there's no censorship. You look around the world. We know this, you know. Do you kids really understand that? I think it's really hard. You take it for granted. You really take it for granted when you actually haven't been in a country where there's tremendous oppression, tremendous a lack of freedom of press, lack of freedom of speech. It's really important things. And we should give thanks that we are so, so rich. I give thanks every day. Yeah. Every day I wake up in the morning and go, look, man, I'm alive. Just that alone is enough to give thanks for. I'm alive.
Steve Charney, back. Stop stealing those jokes, Steve.